You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group. As the G20 summit approaches in November, Africa continues to be in focus from a continental perspective, especially when we are looking at the prospects of the African continent. Everything from investment to growth to infrastructure, it seems all eyes are squarely focused on the African continent. And why not? Why not it be the time for this particular continent to showcase to the world what it is capable of? We're going to be taking a look at the infrastructure and investment opportunities that lie on the African continent with the Chief Executive for Africa Regions and Offshore at the Standard Bank Group. That is Lungisa Fuzile. He joins me now on the line from New York, where he's attending the United Nations General Assembly. Dr. Fuzile, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. The African story for many years has been undersold and almost forgotten. And for some reason, in this particular year, with everything happening around the G20, Africa has suddenly become the focal point of many a conversation and many investors. Would you say this is the right time to be having these conversations about the African continent?
It is so timely to be having these discussions on Africa, engaging both Africans and the rest of the world. In this particular case, with quite a focus on the West, the US and Europe, but not to the exclusion of other parts of the world that have got shared vision for a prospering Africa. That Africa, which requires focused investment on infrastructure, and in particular, investment in the trade corridors, such as the Lobito Corridor, for an example, that connects Angola, the DRC, Zambia. You know, those trade corridors in the context of a continent whose many countries have just signed up to the AFCTA. So we need to make targeted investments in the components of infrastructure that would make that aspiration of increasing volumes of trade by connecting Africa to global supply chains to happen. Now, chairing the G20, as you referred to it, South Africa's turn came at an opportune moment. And out of the 8 task forces, Siim Tshabalala, the group CEO of Standard Bank, has been honored to chair the finance and infrastructure task team, which has pondered and made concrete and implementable recommendations towards making sure that, you know, the continent has got a pipeline of investable, or some call it bankable, projects. It is very timely, therefore, that we are here in a way to showcase Africa to the world. And we're here as the biggest bank by assets in the continent, operating in no less than 21 countries. So it makes sense that we are part of the conversations, leading some of them, and I say it with humility, and indicating to people that Africa's time has come, and that coming from people who have put their balance sheet to work, you know, on the continent, I think carries a lot of credibility.
Lungisa, you touched on a couple of things that stand out when you look at the timing of this particular African story. The fact that South Africa has the opportunity to lead the continent once again, as we have before as a country, but more than that, for business to lead as well, and to lead by example. You mentioned that Standard Bank is the largest bank by assets on the African continent, but of course, for those that have forgotten, Standard Bank is also the lead sponsor on the B20 track, as well as a key stakeholder, as you said, as part of the overall B20 and G20 ambitions. Take us through, from a continental positioning perspective, what that then means for the ability to raise capital, the ability to pipeline projects in the right sectors and in the right sorts of areas that can benefit the African continent, and the fact that from a continental perspective, many might forget, but Africa still has the youngest population globally, and that's set to give us a strategic advantage in many, many years to come.
As many would say, Jimmy, Africa is on the cusp of a demographic dividend, with a youthful population with a median age of 20 years, that compares to 40, for instance, for Europe, an increasingly urbanizing population. We are indeed on the cusp of a demographic dividend. We therefore must be ready to seize the moment as the continent. We must be ready to do what is necessary and what it takes to actualize that demographic dividend. It requires that we must shine the spotlight on the deficits that that Africa has insofar as infrastructure is concerned, for instance. By some studies, by some measure, the shortfall in infrastructure investment per annum that's required to close that gap in the African continent is somewhere between 150 and 170 billion US dollars. So we need to really double down and make sure that, one, we are clear about the components of infrastructure that have to be invested in. We have concrete plans in that regard. Secondly, we must be clear about what are the constraints, the things that stand in the way of Africa being able to attract funding in the required volumes, and a solution for that. And of course, make changes as we go along. And in that regard, let me be specific. For instance, it's clear that in many instances, if we do not, as a continent, work to make sure that we encourage sort of the so-called blended finance options, options that mitigate the risk, even if it's perceived in many instances, not sufficient, not as real as sometimes people make it out to be, we've got to solve for the risk and make sure that investors feel that the exposure they can take when they invest in these projects is within their risk appetite. So blended finance options that pull together development finance institutions, such as in South Africa's case, or Southern Africa's case, the DBSA, in Africa's case, the AFDB. But of course, the global financial institutions are also required, because the enormity of the task is way beyond the resources that Africa can mobilize on its own. So we've got to create that mobility, that ability to attract the required pools of capital into these projects. And of course, where there are certain regulations in our countries that might be problematic, we do have to review those with the view to making the necessary changes that would ensure that we attract the required funding. And there is no doubt that the continent gets this, and South Africa has embraced its place because chairing the G20 is no mean feat. Seated in that room when the G20 convenes in November would be nations that account for upwards of 70-80% of global GDP. So it's leaders that can move the dial. And therefore, President Ramaphosa and those around him have made it clear that this G20 is not just about South Africa. It is about Africa. And it is for that reason that Standard Bank has decided to put its money where its mouth is by contributing towards enabling a successful G20 for South Africa.
All roads of opportunity lead to the African continent, and the African continent is ready to seize those opportunities. That is what we're going into our G20 presidency at the end of the year with as a message, and that is what we are saying to the world. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to the Chief Executive for Africa Regions and Offshore at the Standard Bank Group, Lungisa Fuzile, for joining us to take a look at the Africa story and the infrastructure investment of the African continent. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning, We'll give you the best Forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise, and you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.